Stay healthy with the top health specialist in New York with Joan Hamburg, live, local, on it, 77 WABC.
All right, everyone, no matter how people say they don't care, they care about losing weight. It's the truth. And people constantly make resolutions. We're going to lose weight this year. We're going to do something else. I want you to meet Liz Josephsberg, who is one of the leading wellness, weight loss, health experts in the country. She has been in this industry for probably 15 plus years, has a brand new book called Target 100, the world's simplest weight loss program in 6 easy steps, has spent many years working at Weight Watchers and has coached innumerable celebrities from Jennifer Hudson on to Katie Couric, and a lot of guys too. So Liz, it all started with your own story. As a kid, you had to deal with trying to lose weight.
Yeah, I have been struggling with my weight since I was about 14 years old. So I think it gives me a very unique perspective. I went on to yo-yo diet for the majority of my early life till I was in my 30s, and then ended up losing a total of 65 pounds for my largest weight loss. So I really know what it is to struggle with weight, to carry weight, and to want to make changes and be so frustrated by my inability to make those changes stick.
And how did the career then get started?
The career got started. I actually was a professional actress for years, which was very hard, having a weight issue as an actress. And when I decided to finally transition out of acting, I gained a lot of weight, of course.
Naturally.
Because I was finally free.
Right. And our refrigerators can be our best friends, we think.
Absolutely. So I ended up going to Weight Watchers as a customer to try to lose the weight that I gained. And I went there, I lost the weight, and I became very passionate about it and loved the program. So I started working for them at the lowest level of the company as a receptionist. Then I became a leader for them and then just worked my way up through the ranks of the company, helping them build their very first websites, their apps, and eventually becoming their celebrity weight loss guru and national spokesperson. So that was an 11-year journey that then I ended up stepping outside of Weight Watchers in order to learn more. I had kind of become what they were calling a Weight Watchers expert, and I wanted to be a weight loss industry expert. So I went and I worked in every sector and went back to school. So I worked in wearable technology. I worked for Lifetime Fitness. I started coaching private clients, all to develop this system that I've come up with in my new book, Target 100.
Right. And in this system where it really is, you say it's the world's simplest weight loss program in 6 easy steps. And it really is, because the secrets are things that every human being can do. And it's much more than just diet and exercise.
Absolutely. That was where I saw the hole in the industry. Once I got out into, you know, the wider weight loss industry, and my goal has always been to relieve anyone from the emotional or the physical pain that they are in carrying this extra weight. I love how you opened the show that, you know, we say we don't care.
And but we do.
It's so true, because you can't kid me. You can't kid a kidder. I have been you. So I know that you care. And in this day and age, it isn't always for my, you know, my client base. They don't come to me anymore wanting to be a 4 or a 6. Mm-hmm. They come to me wanting more energy, to feel better about themselves, and to take off some weight, right? So it's not the way that it used to be. And so what I realized the biggest hole in the industry was, they were only talking about food and exercise in the weight loss industry. And that's just a big mistake, because if you don't address these other pillars, and the other 4 pillars for me are hydration, movement, which is sort of your everyday movement,
right,
your steps on your step tracker, exercise, which is kind of getting your heart rate up and stressing your muscles a little bit, stress relief, like kind of learning how to not eat out of stress or emotionally eat, and sleep. So those six pillars, if you don't start thinking about all six of those, it doesn't matter if you pick up a food plan and you can white knuckle it for, you know, 3-4 weeks. Eventually, stress is going to get you, or lack of sleep is going to get you, and you'll find yourself right back with our best friend, the refrigerator.
Exactly. And you point out that whether it's your food, where you say you can limit yourself to 100 grams of carbohydrates a day, and that's going to really be helpful. And it isn't that you're forbidding food. You're just telling them. And because for breakfast, there's bacon, there's all kinds of good things. And you say, do it whole. Eat the mayonnaise that has fat in it. Eat the real cheese.
Yes. I'm really trying to alert people that, first of all, it doesn't have to be hard. Don't cut anything you love, right? I'm a huge wino, and I have to have wine to have a happy life. So I've got to work it out. I've got to figure out how to work it in, and I can't, right? 100 grams of carbs in a day is not restrictive. It's not even, you know, as low as an Atkins program. But my goal was, what I'm seeing in the wider, you know, in the wider U.S. and even internationally, is that if I can have you just focus on 100 grams of carbs a day, you'll stop eating as many processed foods, and you will naturally move into more whole foods, fruits and vegetables, and you'll start to really get away from sugar, which is, for me, I always call it the devil. It's the devil. And once you start looking at the carb counts in your food, you immediately, sugar lives under the carb count on the label. So by just looking at the one number of carbs, you'll be cutting sugars out. And that's my key in the weight loss industry today, is low-fat products are pumped up with sugar. They've got to replace that fat with something. So I'd rather see you eating a whole-fat yogurt, a full-fat Greek yogurt, versus a fat-free yogurt that's flavored with chemicals. So I'm pushing you to these things that make you understand that these other yogurts that are flavored may have 27 grams of sugar in them.
Exactly.
So if
which
I can
people?
Get you just to a full-fat, you know, plain Greek yogurt, and it's delicious, by the way. It's delicate, decadent is the word I'm looking for, and delicious, and you don't feel like you're missing anything because you've got the fat.
Liz Josephsberg, whose new book everyone is talking about, Target 100, the world's simplest weight loss program in 6 easy steps. And Liz says, eating less than 100 grams of carbs, drinking 100 ounces of water starting in the morning, 100 minutes of stress relief, and that could be all kinds of things, 100 minutes, which is to me the hardest, of extra sleep a week.
And that's in a week. That's in a week. So that's maybe just going to bed 30 minutes early, 3 nights a week.
Right. And the exercise is every day, right?
The exercise is actually 100 minutes for in a week.
Oh, that's right? So that is so doable.
It's so doable. This is what I'm telling you. And I've been running a pilot of the Target 100 program in my living room in South Orange, New Jersey. And these amazing women, you know, I've got 15 of them. And honestly, out of those 15, only about 3 of them were regularly exercising, some twice a week and one a little bit more, like 3 or 4 times a week. The majority of Americans are doing 0 minutes. So if I can get you from 0 to 100 minutes of exercise in a week, which is
nothing,
just 3 35-minute sessions, right?
It's nothing.
I need you building back that lean muscle. And my goal isn't that you stop there, but if I can get you to 100 and you start to feel the benefits of how great you feel, maybe you'll layer to 150, which is the actual recommendation. But we've got to start somewhere.
No,
that's
I love
what I've
that.
Realized. Yeah.
Plus stress relief, 100 minutes, all of this is in a week. So you could meditate or breathe or do something quiet. And combined with all this, your clients from Jennifer Hudson on have really lost and maintained weight, look good and feel good, which is the goal.
The goal, and you just said the word maintenance. There is no maintenance program out there. And what I've kind of mastered, and for myself, I'm maintaining a 65-pound weight loss, is it doesn't have to be as hard as, you know, eating only kale and quinoa and never having a cookie again and exercising every day. Honestly, it lives somewhere in this gray middle zone of doing what you like, doing it in a manageable way and taking baby steps and accepting that learning a new lifestyle is about habit change. So at the base of this program, these 100 minutes of everything, there's an engine in my book, and it's the habit or the behavior change engine of triggering new behaviors. So if you were going to drink 100 ounces of water in a day, which honestly they say that, you know, 75% of America is chronically dehydrated at this point. If you want to trigger that behavior, you're going to need to trigger it with alarms on your phone or post-it notes or by leaving, you know, a bottle of water in your bag every day. You have to trigger these behaviors. They won't just happen. So learning to use triggers is the key to the habit changes in my book. And there are worksheets and tools, all of these things to help you understand that nothing's wrong with you. If you feel like you failed in the past, which was how I felt all the time, yo-yo dieting.
Right, we all do it.
But it wasn't. It's not you. You're not broken. You all know what choices to make. But your everyday life's habits aren't getting you where you want to go. So we have to build the new habits. And they don't build overnight, but they do build with just a little bit of consistency and triggering them, it really works.
Target 100. And Liz takes foods that are low in carbs, combines them with fats that are good for you, proteins. You can eat all the things you love, whether it's a bacon or anything. And you could eat cheese or avocado and exercise 100 minutes a week. It could be brisk walking. It could be a stationary bike. And on her food plan, diet keeps you full. It's really fantastic. I look forward to talking to you again. All the best to you, Liz.
Yes, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
And you too. A pleasure. Target 100. The book is available everywhere. It's the world's simplest weight loss program, 6 Easy Steps. Liz has great recipes, and we're all determined this is going to be one of our New Year, I'm not going to say resolution, but life plans.
Thank you.
All the best to you. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC.
Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.